This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica to lead a reform of international treaties concerning marijuana, Japanese government signs grant to upgrade Campbell Castle All-Aid School, and National Irrigation Commission laments theft of its equipment. The details after this message.
Cover mouth and nose with a clean, damp rag to protect from inhalation of smoke and other particles. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. Jamaica plans to lead a charge in the United Nations to effect changes to the international treaties concerning marijuana. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the aim is to change the schedule class of marijuana in light of scientific studies that have proven its therapeutic benefits and medicinal value.
We believe that the schedule on which marijuana is now placed, which is one of the highest schedule as a drug, we believe that that should be removed from that schedule and looked at in the light that we all now know that the evidence as revealed is strong medicinal uses. Jamaica is a good name in the international community, and we have the skills and the know-how to lead a diplomatic effort to have the laws changed, and we'll do it.
Amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act were recently approved in the House of Representatives to decriminalize the use of ganja for specified purposes. The Campbell's Castle All-Aid School in South Manchester is to be rehabilitated through a $12 million grant provided by the government of Japan. Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica Yasu Takase and Chairman of the School Board Carmen Ward signed the contract for the grant on Tuesday. A total of 175 students and 8 staff members will benefit from the upgraded facilities. Addressing the ceremony, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites lauded the Japanese government for its interest in education.
The Japanese have not only assisted urban schools, but plenty in the country as well, because rural development is as much a priority for Japan as it is for Jamaica. Prime Minister always tells us that. Look out for the people in the countryside so that they can have a good education.
The funds are being made available under the Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project and will see the rehabilitation of the school's main building, library, and staff room. The National Irrigation Commission, NIC, is appealing to members of the public to desist from tampering with and stealing water meters, pipes, and pumping equipment installed by the agency. Director of Engineering and Technical Services Milton Henry says several of its water meters in Lake Spence and Catherine have been stolen, adding that there has been an increase in theft of its equipment in St. Elizabeth.
We are challenged by the matter of the pilfering at some of our locations and, of course, damage to some of our consumer meters. For the year so far, we have seen damage to 12 of our consumer meters in St. Catherine, mainly in Lake Spence area, Bernard Lodge, and of course vandalism to another 4 locations.
Mr. Henry, who was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday, said the replacement cost is in the region of $2 to $3 million. He warns that the theft of NIC property is a criminal offense, which can lead to a 3-year prison sentence and or fine of $100,000. And Jamaica is among 6 Caribbean countries set to benefit from an energy statistical capacity building initiative at a cost of $500,000. The initiative is being spearheaded by the Latin American Energy Organization. The project seeks to provide reliable and up-to-date data for the energy planning process, as well as allow for strategic analysis of the energy sector. Speaking with JIS News at the recent launch, Information Management and Trading Coordinator for the Latin American Energy Organization, Paulo Caluela, said the program is part of the support the Latin American Energy Organization is providing to countries within the region.
Within this initiative, we're going to try to promote not only the capacity building in terms of the ministries of energy, but also the stakeholders to create a culture of delivering energy statistics on a regular basis, to identify what are the gaps, harness the information, and to load all of that information from the renewable and the non-renewable side into an energy information system.
Ms. Carrera says each country will be responsible for tabulating the information and keeping it up to date. The initiative is being funded by the World Bank and will run for 18 months. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.